If you're just joining us, you know what you're going to want to do is podcast the earlier hours. We had a bunch of fun, but you know, this is the Sex Monday hour. So be listening for that in about a half hour. And by request, here's a song that tells you who's hosting the show today.
Which?
She owns a Corvette convertible that's out in the My Talk parking lot right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. You guys want to do the show while I go check it out for a little bit?
Oh, there you go. Take it for a spin.
I'll be back by Sex Monday.
Five speed, six speed.
It's not. I mean, it's automatic. I know.
Rocco.
That's not that fun. What's up?
What's up?
Are you guys? I'm not a car.
I lost just only a sliver of my heart on. I still have it because of the color.
Oh, good. I can work with that. Yeah, I can work with
that. That's like, you know. Like,
I know. But here's the thing. I'm fine with it. Like, it was.
Especially if you don't know how to drive a clutch.
I mean, I made a long time ago. In the military, I learned a little bit, and I probably could pick it up again, but I was actually pumped about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get it. I'm not as cool. Like this spot
Rocco
better.
Rocco and I are car snobs, obviously. Obviously. Sorry. Okay. Celine Dion.
How could you not like her?
I know. She's so great.
She's cute as heck.
She is. She is the queen of Vegas. Let's listen to her. Oh.
When Jim Steinman died, who wrote this song, the Meatloaf, I listen to the song over and over. This song is...
Yeah, you know, apples, tomatoes, oranges. I don't know all of the words, but it is so much fun to be pretending to be singing and singing 3 feet behind her.
This song is everything if you're home alone. And you just play it and you just hope that the windows are... It's like
it would be
perfect moment
in your Corvette if it came on. It would be so good.
But it's almost embarrassing because that might be a little more on display than I would like because I get weird. Like, there's got to be like a lot of like, baby, like throwing your arms. You're gonna work up a sweat.
Well, good news for Celine Dion fans. Natalie Morales from NBC sat down with Celine Dion. She said goodbye. She took her final bow at Caesar's Palace, which that was built for her.
Yeah.
And she was there for, I don't know how long her residency, if it was a dozen years or 15 years. But so 2019, she was done. But now she's going to be doing a new residency at the stage where, like, Carrie Underwood is doing 6 dates. Someone else is doing 12 dates.
And is this at that newest casino in Vegas?
It's called Resorts World Las Vegas.
It's like a little bit north of the Wynn and stuff, I think.
I'm going to...
You'll be there.
I'll be sussing everything out about this place. But they are really... You know, spending the money and getting people. And, you know, she talked with Natalie Morales, so let's take a listen.
Yeah. It's been a year unlike any other for Celine Dion. After the pandemic forced the shutdown of her world tour, it
That's
was back
right.
to basics for the singing superstar.
It was the old-fashioned family fun, simple pleasures of life, playing outside a lot, being with them, cuddling at night, cooking, honestly making the best out of this.
During her time off, Celine also had moments of reflection. This past January, marking 5 years since the passing of her husband, Renee Angelil.
This is the first time you've really had that much of a break since you lost Renee.
Losing my husband, for my kids to lose their father, it was quite something. I feel like Renee has given me so much through the years. And still today, I see my kids, I look at them and I still see, we live with him. We still live with him. He's part of our lives every day. So I have to say that I feel very, very strong.
Is there a chance in your life that you see your heart opening up again to love? Do you want to find someone else?
That one? That heart?
Will go on.
Oh, yes, it will go on. Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But right this second, love is so big right now in my life, with my kids, with life itself. I'm not thinking about a relationship and falling in love again.
I don't. Do I have to say that it will never happen anymore? No. I don't know. I don't know.
I just love her.
I do too.
I just love her. But you know what? And she's really a very, she's so gracious because I, every single interview,
I know,
she gets asked this question, like maybe since 2 years after he died.
Yeah.
Are you going to find, I mean, and she always answers it. She's always kind of, I love her. You know, she just gives it her all and she doesn't get offended by it.
He always acts like it's the first time she's asked it too. She'll sit and think on it and say, and it's like, that is the kind of thoughtfulness. It's like you don't see that often in somebody on her level.
Because she does get asked that every single time.
I know. And you know, and a part of her probably just wants to go, this is a ridiculous question.
Right, right.
But she doesn't. She because doesn't. She knows how to, like, she knows that this, the person that matters, that for some reason she's smart enough or, or like, I don't know, you have those moments where you go, is this a smart move or could she just say?
No, this is what makes Celine, she does warm. Her exaggerated, her voices, her little things. I don't know.
Will I never fall in love again?
Yeah, I never did find out when this starts, but I had forgotten she was going 2020. She was doing a world tour.
Yeah.
She was touring the world and anything she misses performing.
Oh, I bet.
And maybe her boys miss Vegas.
Yeah, I think it's.
You know, they lived there for a long time.
It's I've some friends that have gone to it. Did you go to it?
I saw her when she was here, like she did the warm up tour to her 2020. She was at the it was the Target Center, and I feel like it was it was before 2020.
Yeah. But so not too long ago.
And Julia wasn't here and I got to go and she was just like so upset with me. But I couldn't help it that she was out of town.
Yeah, Julia.
And I was here.
November 2019.
Yeah, and it was amazing. I had never seen her before. And her outfits and her je ne sais quoi and her story. I loved every second about it.
Everyone I know who's gone to it, and most of the people I'm talking about were in Vegas.
Yeah,
same to say they. Yeah, the same exact thing. Yeah. They say that her personality almost outshines her singing, which is wild.
Yeah, so she's really good. And so I don't know when she's going to be, but you can look at Resorts World Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look and see what that's all about, and then. This weekend on SNL, it was Michael Keegan.
Oh, Michael Keegan Hall?
Peele.
Oh, Peele, I'm sorry. Peele? Yeah.
No, it's Jordan Peele and Michael Keegan Key.
I'm getting them mixed up.
I know.
But I'm getting.
Keegan Michael Key.
Yes.
Yes,
he hosted SNL, and it was pretty good, but I really tuned in to see our girl, Olivia Rodrigo. She of Driver's License,
yes.
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
We're pretty big stands of her.
Yeah, we are. So she was performing two songs, and I thought, I'm really interested. So she does Driver's License, of course.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly like the radio.
I love that.
Love it.
It's so rare.
It's so rare. And she had this, she started on the piano, and she had sort of like a pretty, almost like a, kind of, like a, cottage core, like a, it sort of looked like a granny slip dress. And then with these funky tie up Oxford. So she does that. Then more SNL, weekend update. Then we get Olivia. And what does she perform? Holly posted a link. She performed Good For You, the song we listened. It's her third song. It's her banger, her bop, as Rocco calls it. She performed it. And this is the live version from SNL. She's wearing, she looks so cute. It's like so 90s Clueless.
Yeah, like matching flannel, like a set on top and bottom, but kind of corseted top. It was awesome. It was everything.
It was a tartan plaid.
Yeah,
I think it was more of a tartan plaid, like No Doubt. And
it was like,
Paramore, I think you said, reference. Yeah, it was really good. So here's Olivia singing Good For You on SNL. So good.
So fun.
So fun. Oh, she was just, her band was really fun, and the stage was kind of lighting up, and she sounds just like
she sounds amazing. She's adorable. Do you know what she kind of looks like to me? And I didn't realize it. The lead girl on Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown. She kind of has the same, I don't know if it's eyes or mouth, but like every time I look at her, I was trying to figure out who she kind of looked like. And don't you think?
See that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was just in the King Kong movie.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very pretty.
Yeah, very similar.
So anyway, that's posted if you want to just see her rock it out on SNL.
You're going to want to go see her rocking out on SNL. See, me and Lori, we do so much homework that not only did we watch her on SNL, we also watched her music video before the show.
Which is kind of a wild, you know, they do, it's always a movie featuring, that's like, how long have they been doing videos like that?
Oh, I think it was like 1986 or so, that like, or like that good.
No, but that now the music video is always introduced as like it's a movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
starring the person.
It feels very Quentin Tarantino-esque.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they had, she was just in this cool, like, cheerleading outfit and in these like insane like leather gloves,
setting her teenage bedroom on fire while it was underwater. It was like super great.
You're gonna want to watch both. Right. You're welcome.
Totally forgot that the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night. I mean, that just like went by us. It'll replay
a billion times
tonight if you want to watch it. But Leslie Jones was the host. Holly posted the fashion and the first person that came up, and they were like, I think that she said to her good friend, Kourtney Kardashian, how can I make sure I'm the lead picture on everything tomorrow? And the Kardashian girl said, oh my God, you got to show your boobs and, you know, almost your crotch. And so Addison Rae.
Oh my goodness.
We posted this. She's wearing, I mean, she's absolutely, of course, a gorgeous, 20-something year old, good hair, good makeup, but she's wearing basically sheer duct tape going across her perfectly proportioned boobs.
Yeah.
And that seems to be like a new kind of a bra.
Yeah, it's defying gravity.
It's defying, but it's just like wrapped around her, and then she's got a tasteful blazer on, and then around her stomach, and she's got under boob and upper boob.
Yeah.
And then around her stomach, she has a dig in your belly belt.
Yeah.
Or it looks like high underwear, but it's a belt.
It almost looks like it is the attachment to...
It's straight off the runway, though.
It's wild.
This is straight off the runway.
Listen, I'm not a big fan of hers. I'm not saying she's done anything wrong. I just find her to be very boring. And this outfit just makes me show that somebody else made these decisions. And
Kardashian, her good friend, the Kardashian.
Kourtney, probably. Yeah, I think that could be... That could be.
But every single, Rocco, every single montage of fashion, photos, a TikToker is leading the pack, is leading the fashion thing. And I thought that was interesting.
Very interesting. And I mean, MTV Awards, you should go fun, right? But I just don't like her to begin with, so it's hard for me to, like...
You know who looked amazing? Catherine Hahn. She won, like, for WandaVision, and she had this amazing... I love her. I love her so much. She has a great outfit on. I mean, they could have led with her.
She looks amazing. She honestly was the most underrated actress for so long in her career, like, did not get any of the dues that she deserved.
Did you guys watch her sex show on HBO?
Yes, and I loved it.
What was
loved
that called?
It. I forget. It was so good.
Back, Rocco? You would like this show.
It was.
I'm going to look this up.
Yes, it was a single mom who'd finally had a house to herself, and she was like, I'm going to live it up. You're right. Get it is actually the exact perfect word.
And she's fearless in that.
And her... It was
Mrs. Fletcher?
Yes, Mrs. Fletcher.
I never even heard of it.
Giving a whole new name to Mrs.
She get
Fletcher.
Yes.
This is a very naughty, this will make everybody's naughty bits tingle.
Yeah. We watched this when it came out, and we were both very into it, me and Justin.
And then the other gal, Elizabeth Olsen, won also for WandaVision.
She was good. They both were good. That show kind of took a turn down into the toilet for me, but I thought they were both those ladies were really good actresses.
Yeah, well, that show won Best Show, Best TV Performance, Best Fight, Best Villain for Catherine Hahn, Best Fight for Elizabeth and Catherine Hahn. I don't know. And Scarlett Johansson got slimed.
Oh,
she got the Generation Award. I wonder how she feels about that.
Wait, was it Nickelodeon?
Yeah, I feel like that's Nickelodeon.
No, I know, but this is MTV and they're robbing Nickelodeon now.
They're getting slimed now.
Getting slimed.
They're all owned by the same people.
Yes, exactly. They're like, let's get her to do it.
Can we talk about Mandy Moore's?
Yeah, we do. We totally do.
Fine, but real quick, but Mandy Moore looks like she got caught up in like a parachute outfit.
Oh, no.
Miss. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hello, Holly. Holly.
Hello.
Did you know Halston was only 5 episodes?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, were you sad it was over? Did it end too fast? Or could it use one
more? I actually think that 5 episodes is enough to tell the story of Halston.
Because it is just a set period of time.
Yeah, it is a set period of time, and it does follow the life of Halston. And I think that they wrapped up the story, you know, obviously in the way that it does wrap up. So like it did in real life. And that there was it's a lot of behind the scenes drama, interesting the machinations of the fashion industry and Halston really being a pioneer in the world of licensing.
Yeah.
And you see all the different ways that Halston applied his name, his aesthetic to all sorts of stuff.
He was just a terrible businessman when he signed that contract in the plane without having a lawyer read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
People don't ever do that. You got to have somebody read. Yeah. You got to pay somebody to read.
Yeah. If you're going to be signing a big contract in any way, shape, or form
for anything,
please call your attorney
and
have them read over it and advise it to you. You know, and over the 5 episodes of Halston, which is now streaming on Netflix, one of the things, there's an episode where Halston is fighting for the design of his perfume bottle.
Oh, I saw that one. That's the 3rd episode. That was so fascinating. Yeah,
very fascinating.
And I remember that sexy bottle. Yeah. And they got tons of press for that.
Yeah, and Halston had to fight for that.
Mm-hmm.
The design by Elsa Peretti, who, of course, went on to design jewelry for Tiffany. She just passed away earlier this year.
Yes, she did. I love that she's getting some because I think the woman who's playing Elsa Peretti, that actress, and the Liza actor, they're amazing.
Oh, they're really amazing. Yeah. Recommend Halston. You know, if you're not interested in the 70s or this story, I don't think it's probably going to catch on just with a general viewing audience.
Oh, right. It's fashion and it's pop culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I think, and Ewan McGregor, if you're a fan of him, and if you're a fan of Ryan Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I finished the whole thing. I watched all 5 episodes this weekend because I was like, well, we're going to watch another one.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to watch another one. Going to watch another one.
Right.
Hey, we've got another surprise marriage in the world of celebrity. Justin Hartley from This Is Us and his partner, Sophia Perenes, are married.
I saw that they appeared at something. Okay, Justin Hartley from This Is Us. First of all, dreamboat. Dreamboat, he winked at us. Julia told him, you're drop dead gorgeous. And he winked. And he's very aware of how good looking he is. I think he must just be a disastrous love guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on the red carpet last night at the thing you guys were talking about before
the MTV?
We went to break, the
yeah.
MTV Movie and TV Awards. People were like, you're wearing kind of those rings on those fingers. And yes, it's true. They recently tied the knot, according to their people.
Yeah, I have a whole theory about him. He's enamored. He's trying to be Kevin. And This Is Us, but he really gets offered a lot of opportunities.
Mm.
I think he, and once again, he's gotten with a woman who is not as pretty as he is.
So he has to be the glamour star of the relationship. He has to be the looker.
Yeah. And then you know what happens? My theory is then he's always looking.
Well, this is his 3rd marriage. He was married to his co-star in Passions. Oh, Justin Hartley was in Passions.
Yes.
The NBC soap opera from back in the day. So he has a kid with Lindsay Corman. Then he was married to Chriselle Strauss from Selling Sunset. They finalized their divorce in February. And now he's recently married to this woman, Sophia. So.
Yeah, this is all like in 2.5 years. I mean, he's moving like he's moving like me or one of my sisters, quite frankly.
And you would know.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Maybe 3rd time's the charm for Justin. We wish them the best.
Okay, and then the update, Ricky Schroeder kind of, sort of apologized for yelling at the Costco guy, if you heard about that this morning.
Okay.
Not much of an apology. Ricky Schroeder, now we know.
Yeah,
now we know who he is.
There he goes.
Lori Vaccini reporting, Rocco Vaxarella standing by, and Brittany Vaxison Also reporting, I do have some. Okay.
Yeah.
We do need more people to get vaccinated.
Okay. Yes.
And a niece of mine, who I just saw last weekend, who told me she wasn't planning on getting vaccinated until she knew more. And I said, you're 23. What do you know about any vaccines?
Yeah.
You know, measles eradicated, polio eradicated. You know, I said, we don't suffer from these things anymore. We need, guess who comes down with COVID?
Dead
My she? Niece. Yes. Very, very sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Very, very sick. So, I mean, it's just like, this is, anyway, but here, maybe now here will be another reason to scare someone straight into not worrying about something you don't need to worry about.
Yes. But
COVID has been found in, I mean, it has confused the public, doctors and scientists in the fact that it can infiltrate so many body parts.
Okay.
You know, that has been one of the things that has been tricky about treating this, is it attacks lungs. It can grab onto this. It's a nasty, you know, virus.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So anyway, a new study out of Miami, I want to make all the male listeners just shudder for a moment. University of Miami scientists have, for the first time ever, discovered COVID-19 within penile tissue. And
I don't know if that's the right.
Yeah, no, and it's not in a good, and it's not in a good way. The virus, they theorize, may stay in penile tissues for months on end, and if that isn't enough to leave many a man feeling uneasy, and whoever their partner might be, researchers also theorize that the widespread blood vessel dysfunction, which is caused by COVID-19, because you know what you need blood for? Your penis.
Your penis.
Your penis. Your penis needs the blood flow. And anything, Rocco is dying.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want COVID.
Erectile dysfunction.
Write that down, Brad.
Erectile dysfunction. Right. I mean, erectile dysfunction could be a very real adverse effect.
Yeah.
And they just, it hasn't been around long enough, but at the University of Miami, they have been able, that this is one of the things that they're doing in the reproductive urology program at the University of Miami, is they want to, they got permission from people who died of COVID to get penile tissue samples.
I mean, everybody.
And then ask their significant other what happened. You know, if there was anything going on. And so they're just saying, listen, erectile dysfunction could be a very real effect, adverse effect of the virus. And if you, we recommend vaccination to not have to have to deal with this.
Everybody knows vaccinated men and women have sex four times as much.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Yes.
Oh. Anyway, but that's...
That is actually...
because that is...
They say, what does it end up being? They say like seven times more likely to deal with erectile dysfunction. I forget. I read this article as well. And it is...
And it is because of how the COVID, these little receptors, those little things that look like...
Little blobs.
Whatever they are, how they attach on and how they attack...
The muscle tissue.
The vessels.
Yes.
Carrying oxygen and blood.
Yeah, all that is those not... Things. Those little areas are big. Teach their own. Those areas you do not want to mess around with, especially you're talking about... that the tissue that could be affected, and that you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. But
right. So anyway, there, I'm trying to scare people on Sex Monday.
I'm too.
Okay.
Sex Monday, terrifying.
Terrifying. Now, here is something that's not terrifying. Mm. I was unaware of orgasm art as a bona fide business.
Bona fide.
And Hannah Sanford she's got like a kind of amazing credentials. She used to be a research assistant at Harvard Medical School studying formulas to fight HIV and AIDS. Then she worked at the National Institute, NIAID, and she worked with like Ebola. I mean, she was a virologist.
Okay.
Okay. She's left her job in 2012 and started doing, 2019, excuse me. She started basically making orgasms. She would have an orgasm by herself, okay, and then she would paint what she felt, you know, her orgasm looked like.
Okay.
And she's quite fetching.
Yes, she's
okay. She kind of has a little bit of a, like, she'd spank you or she'd paint you.
Yeah. Like, I'm both scared of her and I want to sit next to her.
Yes, exactly. And so she's selling these paintings, and this is what she came up with in the time. This is how someone got through COVID, and she's now making, this lady, she sells these for $500 a pop.
Mm.
But you got to be an OnlyFans. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, sign under. Yeah.
Would that go well with a veg candle from Goop?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Sorry for asking.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm just going to say it. They're ugly.
Okay, the orgasm. What is her name? I'm looking this up. What's her name?
Yeah, her name is, and she's gotten, it's abstract visualizations of what her orgasms looks like.
They look like root vegetables.
Very much so, and vases.
Yeah, I just am like it's like.
And smoke.
Yeah, I just don't.
Curly cues.
Like, I feel like.
Hannah Sanford.
Okay, Rocco. Hannah Sanford.
And,
orgasm artist.
Anyway. They're explosions and swirls of paint. So I thought, well, that's something. She said, now that the pandemic is happening, I'm shocked to find I'm an artist when I've been a scientist for so long. She's 44.
I'm surprised she's an artist too.
Yeah. All right. Well,
she does custom prints, if I'm reading the right person here.
That's right. Okay. Now here's some news. I don't know how you kids feel about this, but the future of sex toys, really coming as no surprise, is gender neutral.
Okay.
Totally.
I mean, aren't they all in a weird way?
I always thought so, but apparently they've had to, kind of specifically in their marketing kind of realize, hey, this little implement.
Yeah.
This little
tool,
plug.
Yep.
This little whatever.
Could anyone, accessory.
Yeah, we don't need to say any gender. So yeah, that just seems like
that makes a lot of sense.
I feel like Smitten Kitten started doing this.
Honestly, if
20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yes, it's like it's just wild that it would not cross your mind while it's going down to be like, hey, is this something you'd like?
Yeah,
too?
Right.
So, you're welcome.
I mean, don't you remember the first time like you went into Smitten Kitten?
Yes.
Or your first store?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember going to Babes in Toyland, I feel like it was called, or Babes. It was something in New York, kind of famous.
Yeah.
And going in that and just like going, oh my God, look at all this stuff. What do you do with it? And just so much fun.
It was so fun. But always like, they've done better now making it less like weird.
Yeah, Smitten Kitten is like going into a book,
totally,
vegan kind of a candle store.
Yes.
It feels very comfortable. Like, no, I mean, like, I remember going into one of those places where there was a beaded curtain to go back to see some of the stuff, Rocco.
Yes, and it's like, what can't be housed out here?
Right, what is back in that room? You know, and you're just like, ooh. Or Sex World, that was like a great place.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think Sex World was one of my first ones I ever went to.
Well, it was open all hours.
I know. Right.
Who knew? Yeah.
You were half buzzed after going to J.D. Hoyt's or whatever.
Right, or whatever.
You're like, I guess I'll spend $50 on this.
Right. I mean, it's like, whatever. Okay, so I just thought I would give just a rundown. It's been a couple of weeks since our little Raya incidents, but
you and
I talked about that. But here, I wanted, because I'm like, who all has been on Raya? Who do we know? What celebs have been on Raya looking for dates? Let's just go through the list. Matthew Perry,
yes.
Ben Affleck.
Makes sense.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that was pretty public when he said he was going to that.
Demi Lovato, John Mayer, Lizzo, Nick Kroll, Chelsea Handler, Drew Barrymore, John Cusack, Courtney Love, Kelly Osbourne, Kiki Palmer, Joe Jonas, and Alexander Wang.
Question.
Yes.
Do you have more respect for a celebrity that would go, or like, do you think it makes sense? No, more respect. If they were on, went to Raya and used it, or if they were just on Tinder or Hinge or Bumble, like one of the mainstream dating sites.
I think anytime you can get like an algorithm or a thing to take people out of the loop.
Yeah. Makes sense to you.
Yeah.
I think so too. But there's something that would be really like.
But I feel like a lot of the older people are very much, you know, they're not looking for anyone like their age. They're all trying to under 25.
Yeah. And they're shocked when they're frustrated or misunderstood or.
When they're making fun of them.
Yes.
And then they get mad.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And then they get kicked off of Raya.
Oh.
The ladies. Anyway.
I just
thought I would just see, you know, that's
very interesting.
It's a big cross section of people that have tried it.
So. And, you know, of course, why not? I think it would be kind of fly, though, if all of a sudden you see, like, Chris Pine's, like, on, like, Tinder. Wouldn't it just be funny? Like,
but no one would believe it.
That's true.
No one would believe it. You would think you were getting catfish.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, listen, we'll be back. I don't know.
Whenever
Chef's surprise.
Whenever we want.
I love that Ava Max.
I know.
So good.
La, 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 la.
So, Rocco, we're wondering if, do you think it's going to take you any adjustment to going out, or have you hit the ground running since you've been fully vaxxed?
You know, we
for the most
pretty
part,
seriously in our family.
Yes,
my wife was definitely on the more scared side, I think, and, you know, that's because we had some old people in our, I'm sorry. We both have, you know, moms that we wanted to keep healthy. So, you know, we're moving forward, but we also have a 9-year-old that can't be vaxxed
just
yet.
Yeah.
So we're
that's
still
right.
being a little careful.
So,
like, for instance, we're going to Utah on Wednesday to see the national parks, but we're landing in Vegas. So part of us is like, hey, let's go have some, you know, we'll have some good Vegas food and walk through the casino and stuff. And then another part of us is like, you know, we have a 9-year-old that can't, you know, that still could get this.
That's why you're just going to the Wynn.
That's right. We're just going to go sit outside somewhere.
Go to the Wynn because that lobby, that's all you need to do.
Right.
You don't need to go through the casino. When you go to the Wynn, everything magical is right through the door. The Bellagio is the same way.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Some places, you know, they have you go through the casino before you see some of the zzz.
Yeah.
But, you know, and of course that. Steve Wynn did both of those places.
Yeah.
But the Wynn is just full of whimsical flowers. They have a flower carousel
of
horses.
You're like, both of you are going to Vegas this week.
Isn't that weird?
That's wild.
Yeah, but we're only there. You know, like one. Like, we're just doing a long weekend.
I'll be at the national parks.
Yeah, Rocco's going, like, for a week. He's cruising around. He's going to have a national report.
Yeah.
When you guys,
on parks.
When you guys were out this weekend, what would you say the percentage of, like, masked to non-mask wearers were?
I mean, the confusing thing was that the governor lifted the mask mandate.
Yes.
But the city of St. Paul and Minneapolis, they still have theirs. So at the grocery store, I just expected to wear my mask.
Yeah.
At my gym, they're not doing masks anymore. At the garden centers, if I was inside, I had my mask on.
Yeah, it's confusing.
And if I was outside, so I just, you know, I'm like, I don't have a problem wearing it, but I do want to just have a big hat that says, hi, my name is Lori Vaccini, and I'm fully vaccinated. But yeah, I think, you know, people, I mean, it's certainly if you haven't gotten a vaccination, and you're not fully vaxxed, I would keep a mask on.
Yeah.
You know, but so I don't know. I don't know what the big deal is that everybody is, why people are getting all bent out of shape about it.
Just be nice.
Be a nice person and think about somebody other than yourself. Just we've worn a mask for this long. I saw the guy who was like the union, the grocery store workers or whatever, and not all their workers have been vaccinated and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's such a trafficked place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought no big deal.
No big deal. You like, know. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It does need to be a fight. But you're right. Like, I ducked into, I won't say where, but I wanted to catch the last part of the Wild game yesterday. So I ducked into a bar, and everybody in there was unmasked and sitting around the bar drinking. And I felt like if I walked in with a mask, they would probably all look at me like I was a big wuss or something.
Well, no, I wouldn't worry about that. I would
I just think that's the vibe these days.
Well, but I think that's saying more about you than anything else. If you want to wear a mask because you haven't been vaccinated or you're not fully vaccinated, just walk in and who cares?
Right. I mean, I think that is how I'm going
to
be.
That's how you have to be.
Yeah.
That's Rocco. Welcome to being a woman.
Oh,
okay.
Right. But yeah, I was reading some of the Vegas, websites this week in preparation to go in, and some people are so anti-mask and just can't wait to go into a casino where there's not those the tyranny of masks and plexiglass and these jerks that are keeping us down, And it's just like, I don't get that, man. Didn't we kind of all work hard together to keep this virus down, and we did a pretty good job?
I don't know where you're reading all this stuff, but I advise getting off of those sites immediately.
It'll be interesting.
Bad for your blood pressure.
Believe me, doom scrolling the travel websites is real.
Yeah, don't do that.
Terrible. Stop it.
Don't do that. Oh man.
So where are you and Julia hitting up for Vegas?
We are staying at the Bellagio. Are absolutely just love staying at the Bellagio more than anything. More, we love the pool.
And so when you guys stay there, do you guys stay in the same room then?
Yes.
And that's like such a girls trip thing.
Yeah, we do. And I will unpack.
Yeah.
And Julia will throw things out of her suitcase and some will come, we are like, but we're very happy travel companions.
You guys are, yeah.
We both walk fast. We both like to do pretty much the same thing. We'll end up dressing alike, which is always hysterical.
And then what are you most excited to eat while you're in Vegas?
Nothing. It doesn't matter to me. Maybe it's the almond croissant at the patisserie that's at the Bellagio.
I eat there every day when I stay at the Bellagio.
Rocco, I mean, they make fresh. And of course, it's an Italian. I know Bellagio is Italian, but this place is a true patisserie, like, beautiful.
I also think that we really need to start manifesting them sending us to BravoCon. Film for you and Julia. To go, it's October BravoCon.
This year?
Yeah,
Having one this weekend.
No, October. No,
until October.
Yeah, it's this fall. They just announced it today.
Got it. That's why I was so confused. I thought it was happening this weekend. I'm like, they've not given us any notice.
Yeah, it's in October. It's a 3-day celebration. Here's the thing.
What are the dates?
Yes.
What are the dates?
October 15th through the 17th. I feel like my talk
We can't go.
Whoa, wait.
We already know. We have, Sophia's wedding. Hey, girl. Yeah, niece.
Sophia, move your wedding.
No, it's already been.
Fine, Sophia. Yeah. Fine, but then 2022, we're going to try to make this happen. I'll film you two interviewing whoever.
We're working on the Critics' Choice Awards, which took the Golden Globes weekend in January.
Fine, I'll come to that, I guess.
Yeah, because we watch every CW show, at least I do.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to film you guys interacting with celebs and get a free trip. So if we could work on that, that would be nice. Thank you.
Brittany, that's the second weekend in January, if you want to look ahead to your calendar. I feel like people can look ahead.
I got nothing
going
on.
You got nothing?
I got nothing. Especially that far off. Nothing.
We are planning that far off.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need you guys back on interviews for sure.
Brittany, thank you for filling in for Julia. You're excellent.
I love it here. You guys
excellent
are my
company, and I'm sure you'll be back before you know it.
I'll be back this week.
You will? Okay.
For you guys.
Oh, yay. See you Friday then.
Bye. Job done. Off you go.